This upcoming Friday, Josh. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Today is Tuesday and it is the 14th of May. Can you believe it? It is a dreary day in Northeast Ohio. I need some sun. You know, vitamin D by pill only works for so long. So I'm hoping for it. And I'm here in studio home alone. I want to thank Wendell World for being one of my partners. I will be at a place near you very soon. So watch out. God bless your heart because here I come. Call your friends, call your family. Tell them that Tracy and Friends is on. Today I want to talk about some stuff that I hear in the news, and I want to talk about abortion. I tried to get into it yesterday a little bit, but today I guess this thing in Alabama has grown. But I am so I am truly amazed by the silence of the Christian church. And when I say that, we don't quite comprehend, in my view, the voice of a church. I was raised in church all my life, and I don't understand all the nonsense that they taught back then. I mean, when you really look at the sanctified church at that time, you couldn't do anything. I mean, I got into massive debates, and when I say I went to church, I went to church. I just didn't go by the rules. I was always coloring outside the lines. I can't help it. I'm trying to start coloring in the lines. I'm working on that I'm working on it, but I don't do well at it. I never have. Even when I color with crayons, with Crayola, I still can't color completely inside the line. I don't know what it is about my brain. It just happens that way. And I'm looking at this, and that's the churches. You couldn't wear lipstick. Couldn't wear. Women walked around looking pasty faced and crazy. You couldn't wear foundation. You couldn't wear nail polish. You couldn't wear toe out shoes. You couldn't wear thick skirt above the ankle. You had turtlenecks on in the summertime. Your hair was a mess. And this is black and white. You mean black and white? You guys, you guys are really stupid. Because you guys won't come together and worship together, but y'all both had crazy rules. So you had kids who couldn't play football because it was worldly, and they wasn't allowed to go to the movies, and they couldn't play, there were just some crazy rules to being born again in a sanctified church at that time. And I'm with it, if that's what you did then. And they told me that, you're supposed to be a virgin until you get married, and they told me all this stuff that was in the Bible that I believed. And we just went by it. And don't get me wrong, I'm getting someplace. So now, here we are. We're in a society today where we use the Lord's name in vain on a regular basis. People saying the word GD is a common phrase. They don't even beep it out on TV. No one says anything. So commandment number one. I got a little thing over here. It says Ten Commandments. You can't see it. There it is. Oh, there it is. And it says Ten Commandments. And, it says put God first. We don't put God first nowhere in America. We don't even say that. None of that. So we don't say nothing about it. Right now the church is silent. And then it says, praise Him only. Well, no, we got TVs, we got everything. We don't even teach that. We say we do. It sounds really good, but we really don't walk it out. We just say it. And then it says, we were supposed to, keep God's name holy. We don't do that either. So we just let them say it. And you got to realize, you can't say other words. I got in trouble the other day because I said the AT hockey sticks word. People said, well, you're saying a bad word. I said, but it's in the Bible. I call people a donkey. I'm not allowed to do that. But it's in the Bible. But we criticize one another. But you watch movies, and you're in conversations, and throughout the whole day, and no one says anything about anyone saying the word GD. And every time I hear it, no matter who says it, it makes my skin cringe. I'm just saying. And so here we are in a society, and I'm walking my way to abortion. Because you don't understand. To abort something, it has to have life. And for it to gain life, it has to have consummation. And to have consummation, there has to be an act that goes on there. And my question to you is, why are we not talking about the act that goes on here? So now we have, we call bachelor and bachelorette. That's what I call modern day prostitution on television. Because that's what it is. I mean, you guys got to understand, you got this one guy or this one girl, and they got this row of people. And we're going to date, one person's going to date all these people and figure out which one I want to be with after I get my selection of 21 others. And trust me, I'm quite sure these people are not walking around trying to be all spiritual and having Bible study. And don't get me wrong, I understand some things are theater, but a lot of things are real. And we need to understand the promotion of it. And I don't hear anyone saying anything about anything. Nothing. So here we are down in Alabama, and we've got this abortion bill and these heartbeat bills. And don't get me wrong, there are some instances where there may need to be a baby aborted for whatever cause, whether it be, when I say birth of a mother or of a mother, they tell me today that's very, very uncommon. But they tell me they're also, and I'm just saying what they tell me because I've never taken the day after pill, so I don't know. But they tell me that there's a day after pill. So if you know that you got raped, or if you know that you had unprotected sex, or if you know you did something that you didn't want to do and you don't want a baby to come out of it, it's my understanding that you can go. And I think, and then I have to find out because I really don't know. But they tell me that you can go to the doctor, or no, you go to the pharmacy and just say, I want a day after pill, no questions asked, and they'll give it to you. So if I'm wrong, please give me a call because it's 516-595-8258. I want you to know, I don't know. All I know is if that's the case, and I'm watching commercials, and I don't understand why the commercials are now so vague. I mean, they're so explicit. They get into details now. I know more about the anatomy of a man and of a woman than I ever knew before in my life because TV commercials now tell me everything that I didn't want to know about anything. So they tell me now that there is a IUD. And let me say this to all of us, because we're on Christian Channel. I'm tired of us being censored in church and acting like we all deep, because but we leave the deep church and we go watch the deep movies and we go to the deep, you know, stuff on TV, and we're not that deep. And so we get in the pulpit instead of calling a spade, and we call on and say, oh, my God, I can't believe they said that. Well, in today's world, most of your children and all the rest of us are living in a real world, and we check out on Sunday mornings and at Bible study and go through the day. And there's some of them that are just in the dark every now and then. But those of us who are in the real world, we need to wake our eyes up and just talk about stuff in front of us. So like I said, IUD. So they tell me that they can give you a little IUD that they implant, and if you don't have some serious critical issues, you don't have to get pregnant for 5 years. So why are we still on the abortion issue? And why is it, and when I say that, why is the church not standing up and saying, listen, we need to talk about abstinence. We need to talk about family. We need to talk about promiscuity in the life. I'm just saying, those things they tell me can bust you into hell. And I said hell on the radio because it's in the Bible. That's what they tell me. But we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about forgiveness and grace. And so right now they have this abortion issue, and they're trying to tell you that the country is split in two by morale of what people believe. And those of us who say we're Christians ought to be standing on the wall saying something about something, doing something about something, and saying, listen, you don't have to do what I do, you don't have to walk the way I walk, but you should at least let me tell you what I know. This is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You can't get to God unless you go through him. But listen, going through him gives you grace and gives you forgiveness and gives you mercy. How hard is that? But no, we walk around all deep like we don't do nothing wrong, which is truly false. We have a hierarchical system based on a paganistic Catholicism, and then we think that we're doing something great. And right now in my world, it's not working. It's just not working. And I'm tired of trying to get people to God, to get them to Jesus, because we won't stand up and be who God said we are. And so now in the marketplace, as they talk about abortion in our communities, we're not standing up and saying, this is the problem. Abortion is a manifestation of a problem that we will not address because our families are in disarray. And when parents and when mothers and when fathers kill their unborn children, you have to understand that is a terrible spirit to have over your nation. You should not celebrate. That's not a celebration. And those of you who are in the black family, when I come back and give you the numbers of how many African-American babies have been aborted, you got to understand, it's not healthy. So I'm watching these guys actually in Alabama argue, a bunch of men argue on the floor about women's rights, about a life of a child that has no right. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'll be right back. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush. I'm here home alone, and would love for you to call me and have this conversation about what's going on in the marketplace and what's going on in in America today still, with Roe versus Wade and abortion and people wearing vaginas on their head. And I mean, come on, and no one says anything. I'm just saying, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, we really need to have an intervention. So as I see that we have aborted more babies than we've actually birthed, here in Ohio, here in the Youngstown area, here in the Mahoning Valley, babies' deaths are one of the highest in the nation. And we want to have a conversation about kids coming out the womb and not wanting to stay, but we don't want to understand that there are kids in the womb that want to come here. See, if that baby wants to self-abort, it will do that. The body has a way of self-aborting. It's called miscarriage. It really does. You know, if a woman's baby, she can't hear it. Sometimes the baby, it just happens, doesn't connect. The baby says, okay, this is a bad idea, and I'm out. And the baby, you know, says, I'm out of here. But look at what we do and what we're doing. And look at what we are promoting. And look at how we are promoting it. And look at what we're saying to our young people and to the next generations. And I don't know about you, but this is really not healthy. doesn't make for a healthy nation. It doesn't make for a healthy community. It doesn't make for a healthy family. And the church, those of us who say that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, those of us who say that we want to preach like Paul, I'm going to go somewhere today, and they may hang up on me, but I want you to call in. But are we not more than to ask for money when we preach anymore? I know, don't get me wrong, I know money is a necessary tool and a necessary need, especially when you are in ministry, because you cannot fuel yourself without it. But there are so many things going on in our society that we are not addressing honestly. And I'm not quite sure we're not addressing it because of we're afraid to tell the truth. We don't stand up for what we believe is right anymore. We don't have any backbone anymore. You know, we went to war. You know, I'll start with America. America, we were patriotic. We had a flavor. We had a heart. And we were willing to fight for the freedoms that we have in this America, in this country. We knew right from wrong. Even when we did wrong, we knew right from wrong. America's never been right. America's always needed God's grace, because America's always been wrong. Anytime you find land and then the people you take the land and say you found the land, you know you started it was wrong right there. America is that's nothing new, but God's grace has blessed us and kept us. We have some of the most fascinating lifestyles, even as we live in poverty. We are still doing better than other nations that are in poverty. And I'm looking at our criticism against the president and the spirit of hate that is going on with one another, and the spirit of jealousy, and the spirit of not wanting to see people get ahead. And I know that it's always been, but as God lifts his grace off this nation, and as he backs up because we throw him out, because we won't do anything about what's in front of us, what comes to our children, what comes to issues of that speak to just common sense. You can't have abortions that just doesn't make sense. Who wants to carry a baby that long and say, maybe this was a bad idea, I changed my mind, abort him? And I know women, we need our rights over reproductive rights, because it's my body and I may not want to get stretch marks and I may not want to go through that. Well, you thought about that before you sat down to make the kid. But we don't want to talk about that. We just want to talk about after the kid gets here. We don't want to talk about making good decisions. We don't want to talk about marrying the right people. We don't talk about, you know, I'm not sleeping with every Tom, Dick, or Harry. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about anything like that. We want to talk about, you know, it's my right if I get pregnant. Come on. And if anybody says anything about it, you blame everyone else. And most of you women, you have not been raped. And if you were raped, a lot of you put yourself in the situation. You have to walk out. You know, you at one time, if you listen to some of the old school girls, they will tell you, when you put down a drink, you don't pick it back up again. You don't get so drunk that you don't know what you're doing. But then you've got to teach that to your children. You got to teach that to the next generation. Young men, you don't tell women if they say no, go for it. That's me. You come on now. But we don't talk. We don't teach. And the church says nothing. We don't make it real, we don't make it relative, and we don't make it raw. We're on Facebook and we're still talking about things that we need to get past, because the world is going into something that I don't think we're prepared for. And we are standing on the sidelines looking crazy. And it should not be. It just shouldn't be. I'm looking at people talking about anti-Semitism. Are we really, really on this subject again? We're anti-people. They are dividing us inside of our media. They're dividing us inside of our nation. So the United States of America is no longer united. And the more we splinter, the weaker we become. And if we ever splinter too far, someone's going to find a crack in it, and they're going to walk through it. And the watchers on the wall, which I believe is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be your fault, because we did not cry loud and we did not spare not. You have to say something. And you have to band together. You got to say, you know what, this is a bad idea. But we don't do that. We don't conversate. We come together for a preach tool. But we're not working on anything that is proactive to make any systemic change anywhere. We build buildings, but we're not building people. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I want to talk about over the weekend, I got a massive I was depressed, and I want to go through that, because people are talking about that on television, and I'm like, if this is how you're living, God bless your heart. Good morning, 818. How are you?
I am excellent. Good greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network. I believe in what you said, sister. And, we put more, as pastors, we put more into the actual building than the people that actually take care of the building and maintain the building. And when people need their rent paid after they've been paying their tithes for 10 years, we tell them the church ain't got enough money. And I find it hard to believe when every year around tax time, we have these revivals and we get big checks, but then when the people who really need the resources, they can't get it because they missed 4 or 5 Sundays because they've been looking for jobs. So you're doing something amazing, and keep up the good work. And it's good you're bringing it out to the forefront, because a lot of times people sweep it up under the rug, and then when it becomes the elephant in the room, nobody has anything to say.
Well, this is where I am, and I'm fed up today, because I don't understand. The God that I serve said there shall be no lack. That's what he said. And I believe the word for what the word says. So I'm trying to figure out, what in the world are we doing when we rolling fat as preachers, but everybody else is hurting, but I don't have a job for you?
Well,
and
what it is,
it's the
resources.
There may be feet there.
The resources, and we don't share the resources. What I mean by that is, back in the day when we was coming up, if you had oranges and I had apples, we could see Sister Sally and we have a fruit salad. Now everybody just want to have their oranges, and then with all these mobile apps, people don't have any love and no admiration. So nobody is valuing and mentoring the kids, and the parents aren't helping the teachers, and the teachers aren't helping the parents. So on a religious level, we're losing, but on an actual resource level, we're actually better equipped because the information is available. We can get on our Cash Apps. We can get on PayPal, and we can directly help those who need the funding. The problem is the people who have the resources, they don't know who's really going to use the funding for the proper things, and the people need to receive the funding, they don't know how to properly ask for the resources. So no matter what goes on, it's a divider. That's why we have this great thing called the voiceover recognition software. They're paying college kids $18 to $19 an hour to listen to radio shows just like this one. So when you say 4, it'll come across the GPS as 4. All these things are playing into us being educated. We can't be pastors, preachers, and leaders until we have mentors and forerunners and OGs to teach us how to do it. Nobody knows how to shoot a gun until somebody show them how. Now, you can accidentally shoot a gun, but it's the same thing as like having a grenade. If you don't know, you got to pull the pin and count to 3 and throw it, you might pull the pin and blow yourself up. So I say this. I'm not saying one faith, one religion, one situation is right or wrong. I'm saying we as a people, we're not bringing it to the forefront. And when we have these healthy conversations, we have to be proactive after the fact. It makes no sense for us to go to 40 outreaches and we give 30 people jobs, but we never call them 3 months down the road and see if they still at work, see if they still working that job. And a lot of times, because we don't follow up, we get excited, but by the time we get to doing it through procrastination, their energy is not there, and the people that we're around, we can't remember. It's like the grapevine situation. It starts off one way, but by the time it gets to the source, it's not the same. You get what I'm saying?
Hold on, I gotta take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Fritz here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We're brought to you by Wonder World of Youngstown. We'll be right back. Pastor, where are you calling from? I'm at my commercial break.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm at a job site in Arizona.
Okay, so you're in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay,
because
yes, I'm here in Ohio. But welcome to Tracy,
okay.
Friends. You're in Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, make sure you take down my number and text me your email address because I want to send you some information about our radio network. We're proactive.
Okay.
We got 300 people that's really doing it every day. So I would like to have you on our show. It's Wednesday.
What time?
7 to 9 p.m.
I'll call you this afternoon.
Please do. I'm going to stay on the show. I can hear you.
Okay, what's your first name?
Don, it's Pastor Don, D-O-N-J-R-C-E-O. Yeah, once you text me your this is my cell phone direct. You send me a text with your email address. I'm gonna send you an email that tells you stuff we did for Barack Obama, Tito Jackson, Vicky Winans, Liddy Williams. We helped a lot of major players get to a lot of major places. So even though I'm a pastor, I have very heavy connections in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
So I'll be looking forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Well, listen, I want to ask you something about when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I'm on the whole show. I'll be there.
Okay.
Got it. Yep, I got it right there. I'm about to send you an email right now.
Okay. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got a new friend on the line with me, and he is in Arizona. Nice and warm out there because it's not warm here. I went back home and got me a coat this morning because it's cold. So those of you who are inside of the Northeast Ohio area, and actually across the whole, I want to say 80 and up into Michigan. If you want replacement windows, you want to call Window World of Youngstown at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Let me tell you a little bit about them. They are a company that has good product for a good price, and they stand behind their windows as well as on them. So if you're looking for replacement windows, if you're looking for an upgrade on your home and on your house, and let me say this, I say this honestly, getting replacement windows and getting your house sited does help with the long-term utility bills. And they do have financing plans, and they will work with you. So give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Hey, Pastor Don?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, I can. I am going to ask you a question, and because I am not a pastor. I've been in church. What in the world is going on with the church coming outside of the walls and becoming honest about what's going on in the marketplace? When I look at the abortion, when I look at women's rights, when I look at same-sex relationships, you know, people do what they want to do. They live how they want to live, and people are going to do, and they've always have. The church has never called right. We've never called it right before.
Well,
I'm looking at this saying, huh? I don't understand why we're calling it right now.
Well, it's the times have changed, and I want to go back again to we live in an on-demand society. When the little old lady gets smacked, robbed, and raped, we don't call 911. We're doing Facebook Live, and we're taking selfies while the ladies are bleeding. We don't live in an age of love anymore. It's all about information and technology. I'm running for president in 2024 because I have an initiative to purchase 22 abandoned buildings, and we're going to do a $4.5 million campaign to bring back education and resources to the community. And that's why the church, it's hard for the church to move because they have a lot of bylaws and stuff they have to deal with. See, I'm a non-denominational pastor, but before I became a non-denominational pastor, I was a part of the Kingdom of the Jehovah Witness, the Muslims. I've been in Christian churches. I've been in Catholic churches. So I've set up under a lot of heavy leaders in different religions. And the one thing that's a constant in all religions, there is a supreme force that's pushing us all. At the same time, again, people are bounded more by the buildings than the actual spirits that make the buildings. So it's hard for the pastors to leave out of their circle to go to get to the people who really need the help. A lot of the times when the resources are dispersed from the church, it goes to the members they see the most, not to the people who really need it. Go ahead.
I understand that. But my question is, right now, we do not, one, I find out the black church does not network. But we do not have a spirit of excellence. We do not put the time in, nor do we teach how to put the time in, nor do we demand a standard anymore. At one time, the church had a standard, and the standard was crazy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, as I said, we couldn't wear nail polish. We couldn't. That was nuts. But there were other standards that at least we tried to adhere to. We would never disrespect an elder, nor would we tolerate it. Nor would we applaud misbehaviors where we almost encourage young ladies to go out and have kids. I mean, when you look at the church, I never see the church being one of the highest paid employers in the community.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, let me share some light with you. Again. Our ideal of timing has changed. When I grew up, you had to have a white shirt on. You had to be home before the street lights and sit down and eat dinner with your family. And that's when we talked about what we're doing during our day. We didn't have cell phones, so when everybody sat down at the table, after you did your homework, whatever the family needed to talk about, and everybody needed to bond together and fix, if Jimmy needed to get locked up or get out of jail, we'd talk about that over dinner. But people don't have dinner anymore, and at certain times, we had this thing called prime time where the family would watch TV. But now everything is on demand, and we are in our phones, so we are all individualized, and everybody feel like they got the best individual situation. So I say this as a people. It's not only is it the church community, it's us in our personal homes. We don't have the same love for each other. When we walked down the street back in the day, if you did the nod and you waved at somebody, it wasn't a problem. Now, the little kids might shoot you or they might call the police on you. So the love is not there in the house, which makes it go to the outer walls, which makes it harder for people to go to church. Because if I don't love myself and I don't love the people I'm in the house with, I'm not going to go try to serve God and be praising when I know these people next to me are fake. So that's what it is.
This is my issue. But now this is when I talk about fake. What is fake?
We're
all fake. Because in my personal opinion, and I'm just as hypocritical as everybody else. See, my problem is we allow people to put me as a preacher on a pedestal that I do not belong on.
Correct.
See, right. I have no business, because there's no hierarchy in God. There's no respect of persons in God. So when the only time I'm flawless, and then I'm really not flawless, is when I stand before you, crack open that word, and there is a supernatural intervention that comes over me that God takes over and his word comes out of me. Outside of that,
correct.
I'm as bad as David and the rest of them jokers. I'm just trying to get in.
Right. A pastor's job, you're 98% of where you need to be. All the pastor's job is to bring
2%. Oh, you got
your hard hat? Yeah. All the pastor's job is to do is to bring 2%. And once they bring the 2%, then we're bringing out from the spirit world to the physical, but God gives you everything you already need. So when a person says it's your will or faith, they're saying it to the tone of, out of their perception to the status quo, you're different. That's what it means to be Christian, to be singled out. So
singled out, there should be a swagger that comes with a Christian. Well, you don't have to say nothing.
See, one thing about being a Christian. It's a harder battle because you know the truth. And the Bible, they teach you ignorance is not an excuse. So it's harder to get into heaven because you have the free will to do anything you want. Suffering, sacrificing is better than obedience because at the end of the day, you're giving up what you could be doing and you're showing God like he gave his son.
But you ain't showing nothing. You ain't showing God nothing. Isn't it? God already know. He know. He's showing you. But I'm just saying, right now, true talk.
Uh-huh.
God is not testing you for him. He's testing you for you.
Right.
Because he already know what you're going to do before you do it. That's why he always makes a way of escape, because you know where you're going. My question is, when are we going to fess up and say, you know what, keep me off your pedestals. I'm trying to do the right thing. I love you. Let's walk the word out together. I demand respect, but you don't respect me any more than I'm going to respect you, and we respect everyone else. I don't agree with everything that everybody does. I don't agree with everything that my kids do. I don't agree with everything that my parents do. I don't agree with everything that my husband does or my wife does. I don't agree with everything that anyone does but God, and I still cannot get it right. So we're going to pray for one another, lift each other up. And we're not going to condemn one another because there's no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. So if that be the case, and God respects my choice, I hate how you live. Your living can kill you. But I'm going to respect your choice like God respects your choice. Because if I was God, you would wake up tomorrow morning and your foot would be on your ear. Because he knows what's going on in your heart. He knows what's going on in your mind. My problem is, we as Christians, I'm looking at you face value, judging you on what I see. So if you get pregnant over here, I condemn you. But if you fornicate and you're keeping it quiet, I ain't going to say nothing to you.
Well, okay, I got to say this. And this is how ultimate God is so powerful. In order to keep Jesus' bloodline pure, Lot had to sleep with his daughters. Now, most people, that's ancestors, that's totally wrong. But it was in God's divine adventure. Same thing of like when Abraham had to lie to say that Sarah was his wife so she didn't die and he didn't get murdered. So,
but he
I'm
didn't have to. No. He didn't have to lie. You got to understand. If the story is, if you look at those stories, they didn't have to. Remember, ever since the beginning of man, the fall of man, and Jesus had to come through a pure bloodline because he had to come out of Moab, which is a place of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when you go there, and coming out of Moab, because you have to understand what happened. So when Naomi came out of Moab, because prior to that, everything was upside down. And so when you look at that, and when you look at what's going on there, we all came out of a crazy place. Jesus gives us stability. So when I was talking to them earlier about depression, the problem that people have with depression right now is that they walk inside of their flesh and not inside of their spirit.
Yes.
And so right now people are looking for peace that passes all understanding. They're looking for a savior. But the church is hidden inside of a wall looking crazy, acting like we are better than anyone else when the only difference we have is God's grace.
Correct.
And when we walk outside of grace, we get depression. We get chaos. And right now, chaos and depression is manifesting throughout our society, within our kids, within our families, within our loved ones, because we will not give them the peace of God.
Correct. 100%. You know, I've lived in 40 out of 50 states, and I have lived in 40 out of 50 states. I've been married four times, so I've been on over 4,500 radio shows like this. So after meeting all these spirits and talking to these...
Wait a minute, come on. Did you say you lived in 50 states?
40 out of the 50 states.
40, okay.
Lived. I'm talking about got houses, got married, got locked up, did weddings, did funerals, like actually lived there. Not passed through on a weekend or went for a couple weeks to go visit such and such. No, actually lived there. And after doing 4,500 radio shows, people and spirits, they don't understand how much power the universe has. And if you put it out there, energy out there, and I want to change something, the world hears it and it happens. So everything that you're saying, a change is on the rise. A change is in the mist. But what it takes is us saying it, being consistent every day, doing it. And not everybody's going to get it. There's always one person that's the trendsetter, the founder, the patriarch, the one who will drop the flag, and then everybody else put the process down. But when you're going to uncharted country, it's not going to make sense.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. You listen to Trains and Friends, HKC, AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Hey, Pastor, thank you for hanging out with me today.
I am loving this. Sister, I want to definitely get you on my Wednesday night show. There's a lot of people that will be enlightened for what you're doing. And I sent you some emails from Don Jr. CEO at Gmail. If you can respond back with your cellular phone number, so I can make sure that we tight.
The number I text you from was my cell number. Listen, I've got to get off. I'll call you when I get off the air.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God. 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 Did he say that? You heard me stop there, did you? Did you say, can you go back and repeat that again? I was wondering if I heard the right thing. And I said, okay, gotta go. Makes for interesting conversation. Oh, my God. Jeez, oh, man. What am I in? Tracy gone mad. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush, and I'm here home alone, and I want to thank my pastor, Pastor Don, for calling in. Appreciate his conversation. And I want to talk to us about listening and doctrine. We are living in a time right now, and we need to tune our ears to what you hear. Because when you look at New Age is very, very parallel and very, 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 very thin line between a lot of times what you believe as a born-again Christian and not. a lot of Bible principles. You have to understand, when you go back to the Garden of Eden, there wasn't a whole lot said that wasn't said. There was just one or two things that God didn't say that caused the friction there and then the disobedience. And when you're looking at New Age religions, and New Age is not what I'm going to say what you may have thought it would have been. In my mind, New Age was going to come out as an organized mindset of religion. But New Age is not. New Age, in a lot of ways, is a collaboration of all in one, not called anything, come as you choose, believe what you want, go where you do. And it doesn't speak. So those of you who practice yoga, and all the you, do you understand? To exercise is one thing. Yoga, to put a name on it, is another. You breathe every day, and yes, you should breathe in and breathe out, and you should breathe right. But to pay attention to your breathing the way that it tells you to, as you do inside of a religious belief, is very, very close to paganism. Same thing, because all of them, you know, when you talk about chakras and balances and all that, it's a fine line. And you have to be mindful of, a lot of people calling God the energy and the universal one. There's a lot of things going on out there that you're going to have to be mindful of, and you're going to have to tune up and tune into in this day, because it's broad. And it's not about what you do. It's about what you believe. It's about, do you believe Genesis through Revelation, every word that is contained, every dot, every tittle. Understanding that you don't add anything to it, you don't take anything away from it. That's what is important. You cannot water down the Word of God. You may disobey the Word of God, but you've got to know what you've done. You've got to know where you're doing. You've got to know where you are. You've got to be true to thine self. And then you have to know that there's only but one way to God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And you have to stand for that one way. And I'm asking those of us who say that we are Christians to come out of the four walls and to start standing on what we say we believe, and to start organizing on what we say we believe, and start taking the front panels and standing up on what we say we believe. Standing up on what we say we believe. You know, we don't stand for abortion, but we don't stand for fornication either. So we don't laugh at people when they're virgins and they're grown. We don't think that's a joke, and we ought to celebrate them. We ought to teach our young ladies how to live, and our young men also, how to live. And when I say live, I'm not trying to say try to live, how to live celibate, look crazy, but how to live and enjoy life while they wait for God to bless them with a mate. It says a lot for young women and young men to take a standard in this day in society, and we need to celebrate them. We need to be there for them. We need to cultivate them. We need to pray for them. We need to lift them up. We need to encourage them, because no one else is. It's not a joke. It's not. Those young men and those young women who are trying to do the right thing and date. I was thinking this morning, and I was talking to some friends of mine yesterday while I was moving. And they were telling me, Tracy, you need a man. Oh, yeah, I know I might need one, but God hasn't sent one. And so until he sends one, I guess I don't need one. That's just how I look at it. And I get mad every now and then, and God and I have this major conversation about it, but nevertheless. But in thinking about it this morning, I was telling them last night that, you know, I'm looking for a friend. And so if you look at the old, as they call the OGs, the old people, they used to what they call keep company. And then they went from keeping company to courting, and then from courting to dating, and then from dating into a – so they had a process, whereas today I see you like me, we like each other, and what I do is I see you, I like you, I sleep with you. Then tomorrow I hope that you text me or call me, and then we do the 3-day, 4-day call wait game. And then from the call wait game, if we think we might want to, if we don't want to, if it's the text that I like or the text that I don't like, then we may get together and hook up again. And somewhere during the process, we may have a conversation, but if it's really, really good, then we continue to do the good things, and then we begin to conversate about the light things in life. Then you move in with me or I move in with you. Then we see how that works, but we still have the thing. So we play the house thing, and we do that thing for a while. And then after that thing, we may get pregnant. So we do the family thing for a minute, and we go, okay, we might be able to handle this. And then after we do the family thing, we go from the family thing to the marriage. And then we get married, and as I was watching on the other day, we say our vows with our kids now. So I vow to keep you, me, and the kid. And we all going to be together, one big family, because we got this thing right now, because we got it all together. And then I got an extra kid that you're going to bring in from a previous relationship, so I add them to the family. And so now we've got this, like, new family. And then we wonder why the new family doesn't work inside the new house, and then we all get divorced. And we start all over again. I'm just so confused by the new order. And we need to understand that the new order is disorder. And those of us who say that we are in the church need to correct it and make it to the new order. And we need to understand that doctrine is right. We need to understand what we're doing is right. And we understand where we're going has to be right, because we teach it. Even if we don't do it, we teach it. I want to thank you guys for listening to me today. Dr. Hill will be with me tomorrow. I believe Jeff will be in tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We're going to have some specialized shows. Upcoming Friday, Frank LaRose, Secretary of State, at 11:30, will be with me. He will be taking your calls. Write this number down, 516-595-8258. He will be with me live in studio. We'll be talking about the elections. We'll be talking about the Secretary of State's office and things that are going on around Ohio. Mark your calendar this upcoming Friday at 11:30. We'll see you then. God bless you and have a good day. Thanks, Josh.